The event, Justice in Native American Journalism 2004, opened with a drum ceremony by Maza Kute, a Santee group from Nebraska. More than 30 participants, ranging from Indian reporters to circuit court judges, are involved in the event. Suzanne Shone Harjo is a columnist for Indian Country Today and has shaped several major laws since 1975, including the Native American Graves and Repatriation Act and the American Indian Religious Freedom Act. Harjo says Native reporters can make the case to federal judges that such laws are important to tribal communities.
We find that those laws are disregarded or set aside, laws that are supposed to protect Native people against grave robbing and against the interstate trafficking in human remains and Native human remains. What we want to do, I think, is to enlighten the people from the bench about Native life after they've decided against our interests.
Harjo says she's looking forward to more dialogue about the relation between courts and tribes and the complex cultural and historical issues involved. The Native American Journalists Association and the First Amendment Center are among the event sponsors. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.